Well, I just gripped, wanted to know what happens on part three of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Are you ready, Becky?
Yep.
Right, so here's where we're at.
He can't believe it's a man.
In the closet. Yeah. So, R. Kelly and his lover have been caught by her husband, who's a vicar. And now, the vicar's lover has turned up, who's a bloke. What next?
Well, here we are, the four of us, in total shock, me and her.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's not something that happens every day, is it?
No.
Really? So, total shock is fine, I think.
Then I said, so you're gonna tell me he's the one you've been talking to? He says yes, I says no, he says yes, I says no, he says it's the truth.
Isn't that brilliant dialogue?
I got confused then as to who was who.
He said yes, I said no, he said yes, he said no. I think that could have gone on longer.
Then I said, so you're gonna tell me he's the one you've been talking to? He says yes, I says no, I says yes, I says no.
Really good.
It's a bit Chuckle Brothers, that, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, to me, to you, to me.
He says yes, I says no, he says yes, I says no, he says it's the truth.
Woo!
I yell, all of y'all crazy, let me up out this door. Because this is way more than I bargained for.
Yeah, I suppose it was, really. Like, when he met the girl in the club, he didn't think, oh, tomorrow morning I'll be hiding in a wardrobe, hiding from her husband, who's a gay vicar. Now, R can't really see a way out of this situation. No one can. Well, actually, she can.
And then she says, wait, I'm sure we can all fix this.
No.
And then I said, I'm late, plus I ain't got a thing to do with this.
Right.
No, yes, he has.
Yeah, you've got
He's
a
involved.
Lot to do with it, R. But the thing is, you know what R's like? He's decided, to be honest, I might be off now. I've had enough of this.
And then she said, but wouldn't you like to know just how it all began? Then I thought to myself and said, quick, you got 3 minutes. So,
yeah, I would like to know, but I'm going to give you 3 minutes. Go! How did it all begin? Very impatient, R. Kelly.
He's
always
so
has been. Always has been.
Then it got real quiet. I said, somebody start talking. Then she said, my God, Rufus, I've got just one question.
Right, so Rufus is her husband, right? The vicar?
Right.
She's got one question, right? So you've just been caught with your lover. Your husband's gay side piece turns up. What is your one question? One question.
Why are you doing it?
How could you do something like this? Yep. I'm so hurt that he looked at her and said, please, you've got your nerve.
Yeah, you have got
true,
a nerve. You've got R.
True,
Kelly
true,
in the
true,
cupboard.
True.
This goes on for a bit, to be honest.
With all your club hopping, lying, saying you were shopping, and now here you are in our home, and you're calling me wrong.
They're all just blaming each other, really.
She said, okay, you busted me, and that much I agree. You've called me cheating, but this is a little extreme.
Now, he started too high there, do you think, on the first one?
I want to go and have an affair just so that I can go, you've caught me cheating.
This is quite extreme. What you did there, R, was you started too high on the first one. There's nowhere for you to go.
No.
She said, okay, you busted me, and that much I agree. You've caught me cheating. He said, you are my wife, sleeping behind my back. And now I come home and you got him in the closet. How extreme is that?
Oh, they're just arguing about whose fault it is, etc.
She says, but she's a he. Then he said, please, you can't judge me. She says, Rufus, this is crazy. Then I said, stop arguing.
Yeah, stop arguing. Everybody, stop arguing.
What does he think? They're all going to sit down and have a nice cup of tea together.
Well, R's getting impatient again.
I did not stay here to hear y'all chew each other out.
Pardon?
So get to the point, or I swear I'm out.
Oh, what a drama queen. If you don't sort this out, I'm leaving, right?
He's got the time on his phone counting down 3 minutes.
He's on like 2 minutes now, less than. And then the vicar's lover, who is a man, says this.
Excuse me, please, but I think I can explain what's going on in here. My name is Chuck, and I've been knowing Rufus about a year.
Right, so Rufus is the vicar's lover. He's called Chuck. He's known him about a year.
Chuck Bass?
No, just Chuck.
Oh.
Listen to this next bit.
And then I creeping around with him, it's been a living.
Sneaking in and out of hotels. I said, brother, spare me the details.
Now, like, does not want to know any details about a sordid gay affair at all.
To be fair, that relationship doesn't really involve him, does it?
It doesn't.
Well, as far as we know at the moment.
But he's like, look, seriously, spare me the finer points. I don't want to know, all right?
Rufus said, Chuck, please, don't say nothing else. And then she screams, Rufus, you. Then he says, Kathy, go to hell. I said, I thought your name was Mary. What you said at the party.
Oh, this is confusing now. So when he picked her up, she said her name was Mary. It turns out now her name's Kathy. So she lied about her name.
Then Rufus started yelling and screaming, saying, Kathy, this is all your fault. She throws a pillow at him and says you was screaming too. The only difference is you didn't get caught.
Oh, still arguing.
Chuck screamed out, we're in love. Kathy says, love my Rufus said he getting married.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Rufus the vicar and Chuck are getting married. I was getting impatient again.
Then I say, not another one of you say a word. Cause all of this I'm going through is unheard.
So they're going to get married.
I thought he was married to Kathy Mary.
I know. And then I grab something.
Grab my cellular, say this is so wrong.
So
he grabs his what?
His cellular.
Oh, I thought he said his sailor.
His phone. That would be good though.
Grab my cellular, say this is so wrong.
Anything could have happened there.
I'd love it if Captain Birdseye was there.
Grab my sailor. Hang on a minute. Like, it could happen in this story. And then you'll never guess what happens.
Grab my sailor, saying this is so wrong. Call up my home, and a man picks up the phone.
This is brilliant.
It is so good, isn't it? How good is this?
Everyone's doing everyone else.
Yeah.
Grab my sailor.
Part four, tomorrow. I'm not sure I can wait.